This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Save big this holiday season. All in the Kroger app. Buy two, get three free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Then get a flavorful Kroger spiral sliced ham for 89 cents a pound with an additional $25 purchase. Limit two, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Wire to Wire podcast. As always, it's me, your host Yusuf. Now, without further ado, let's just get right to it. So recently, LeBron James made a post on X, formerly known as Twitter, saying that he was going to be taking a break from social media. So first, he retweeted Rich Kleinman, the business manager or business partner, whatever you will, of Kevin Durant, where Rich Kleinman in his post said the following: "With so much hate and negativity in the world today, it confuses me why some of the national sports media still thinks that the best way to cover sports is through negative takes. We can all acknowledge that sports is the last part of society that universally brings people together. So why can't the coverage do the same? It's only clickbait when you say it. When the platforms are so big, you can make the change and allow us all an escape from real-life negativity. I, for one, find it all to be a waste of breath. The Olympics and JJ and Bronze Show was the future of what this can and should all be." So LeBron reposted that and said the following, "Amen," right? And then he went on to say, "And with that said, I'll holla at y'all. Getting off social media for the time being. Y'all take care." Now, I got a lot of thoughts about this, so I need you guys to just bear with me and let me cook, because I'm about to go in on this dude for numerous reasons. Okay, so I believe that LeBron is doing what he does best, which is basically running away when the pressure is at his highest. He did it in his first stint in Cleveland when he ran to Miami and formed a super team with Dwayne Wade and Chris Bosh. Now, I would say, personally, that his stint in Miami was underwhelming and a disappointment. Now, he played there for 4 years, but he only managed to get 2 rings in 4 finals appearances while playing in a weak Eastern Conference. And in the 2014 series against the San Antonio Spurs, they lost in 5 games by a then record margin in terms of point differential. And then after losing that series in 2014, Pat Riley said that LeBron has a choice to make. He can either stick with the team and try to run it back, or he could run away for greener pastures. So LeBron did what LeBron does best. He ran back to Cleveland, but only under the condition that they trade Andrew Wiggins, who was the first pick of the draft that year, for Kevin Love. So once he was able to stack the deck, that's when he made the move back to Cleveland and formed a new super team there. And he played there for 4 years. Again, he got to 4 finals, but he only managed to win one championship because he kept getting his ass kicked by Stephen Curry and the Warriors. So having said that, what did he do? He ran to the Lakers. So this is LeBron's MO. He went to Los Angeles, and since he's been there, he basically ruined that franchise. And I've been covering this extensively, but he was behind the drafting of his son Bronny James, the Make-A-Wish draft pick for the Lakers. And he has been terrible. I'm sorry to say, but the kid just sucks at basketball. And LeBron is being met with a lot of vitriol on social media. So I think that's one aspect of it. He's someone who's used to being in an echo chamber. He's being told that he's a king, that he's the greatest of all time. He's just constantly being lied to, and his ego is constantly being fed. So he lives in this delusional space where he thinks that he's the smartest guy in the room, and that he's the greatest to ever play, and that he's one of the greatest men to walk the earth. And he believes these things about himself. He's an outright narcissist. And on social media, he sees the level of vitriol that he gets regarding his son's poor level of play, and he can't handle the pressure. So now he wants to run away. And I know, I recently did an episode discussing Kevin Durant. You know, I think the episode was called Kevin Durant Says the Quiet Part Out Loud. And, you know, I acknowledge that, you know, people on social media, they can be miserable and unhappy. So I understand that social media can be a toxic place at times. But I want to be very clear. I give no empathy or understanding to a guy like LeBron. So number one, he disrespected his teammates and players in the NBA by saying that his son is better than half of the guys playing right now. So when you talk like that, you better be ready to back it up. And it's very obvious that there was no bite behind all of that bark. Now, objectively speaking, Bronny is terrible. He looks bad. He does not look like an NBA player. And everyone is unanimously saying this. Even in the G League, right? For the Lakers developmental team. He is playing trash. He's looking like the worst player even in the G League. So he can no longer handle or stand up to the pressure of putting his son on such a pedestal. Now that his son is underperforming, it's getting to him. I think really and truly, that is the main element, right? His son sucks, and he's not in an echo chamber on social media where people are feeding his ego and feeding him lies like they do in his personal and professional life. His family and his friends, they're all lying to him. Now, I remember during the ESPYs, his wife called him the greatest player of all time. So clearly this is something that he's hearing in his house. And then when he goes to the Lakers, right, and he's among his teammates, they're also feeding him this lie. He's also being told, yeah, you're the greatest, you're the king. And he has a media that kisses up to him and that is constantly saying these foolish things to him. So he deluded himself into believing in his false grandeur. You know, like they always say, delusions of grandeur. So that's one element of what's happening here. He's being faced with a harsh reality and he doesn't know how to handle it. Now, I think the second thing is that recently there was an election that happened. So the Democrats ended up losing that election by a wide margin. And I think that he didn't know how to read the room. He didn't understand that Trump had a lot of momentum going into the election. Now, he's under the impression, well, I'm King James, so my endorsement could be the thing that puts Kamala over the top. But despite him endorsing her, she still lost by a wide margin. So I think he was being met with a lot of trolling and people clowning him that despite his endorsement, she still managed to lose. And I also think he's been forced to face his own celebrity mortality, so to speak. And what I mean by that is, yes, he's famous. Yes, he has a lot of followers, but he's not influential. People don't care for LeBron. They don't care what he has to say. LeBron is not as insightful or smart as he thinks he is. So he just doesn't move the needle like he thinks he does. So he had a hard time coping with that. And I think the people on social media are really getting to him. I think the fact that he positions himself like he is a social justice activist and that he speaks up for what's right, he believes he has a voice and that he can't be told to just shut up and dribble. But when his good friend Diddy is caught up in some scandals, so far he has said nothing. He has not called him out for his actions or disavowed him. What he did do is remain silent. So essentially, he is choosing to shut up and dribble. So a lot of people see that hypocrisy for what it is. All Kyrie Irving did a couple years ago is he just tweeted a link. And when everyone got at Kyrie Irving for that, LeBron James also piled on him. So he wants to position himself as this activist. But now there is literally footage of LeBron saying, "Ain't no party like a Diddy party." And now that we know what happens at Diddy's parties, you have not condemned him for his actions. And I think he's getting trolled a lot about that too, and he can't handle it. On a side note, I'm at a point where I wouldn't be surprised if some information about LeBron came out. I'm not saying that it will. I know that he attends Diddy parties because he himself said, "There ain't no party like a Diddy party." So how would you know unless you go to them? So clearly, he's attended them. Now, I don't know if he's caught up in anything, and I'm not going to speculate on that right now. I just would not be surprised if some stuff came out down the line that might be compromising or might incriminate him. But another element that I think is at hand here is the night before he posted that statement, he was doing a post-game interview, and in that interview, he proactively said that people on social media are always calling him a liar. So listen to what he had to say.
What did you see then, and what do you see now?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Same shit I said last year. Everybody, you know, on the internet called me a liar all the time. And shit. So, what am I now? Ben said it. I watched him. I watched Tennessee a lot. I did not think he was going to fall to us. I thought it would be impossible. I have no idea how that happened, but very grateful and very happy that he's here. I knew exactly what he was getting when he fell to 17. 17, right?
Save big this holiday season. All in the Kroger app. Buy two, get three free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Then get a flavorful Kroger spiral sliced ham for 89 cents a pound with an additional $25 purchase. Limit two, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So you guys heard what he had to say there. So the conversation was about the Lakers rookie Dalton Connect, who they drafted in the first round with the 17th pick. So LeBron alleges that he's been watching him since last year and called out the people on social media for always calling him a liar. Now it's very obvious that he's an insecure guy and he hides his insecurity through narcissism. Now, not only that too, but it shows that he watches and sees a lot of the stuff that's being said about him on social media. So he is very well aware of the dialogue surrounding him, and I think that he doesn't like hearing these things about himself. And I think it makes him uncomfortable because, unfortunately, the truth is that LeBron is a liar. He's actually a compulsive liar. And there are a lot of things that can be shown to prove this. He alleges that he has been listening to the Migos since he first got to Miami in 2010 before they became big. That when Kobe scored 81 points back in January of 2006, that he knew going into that game that he was going to score over 70 that day. That he watches Liverpool even though he doesn't. Now, I could probably do a whole montage of him lying. And I probably will one day, if you guys want me to. But needless to say, he lies, And I think that reputation finally caught up to him and he reached his breaking point with social media. Now, that post-game press conference was really just him having a bit of a tirade. And there's a few parts in his post that I found to be very laughable. So, remember I discussed earlier what Rich Kleiman posted that LeBron agreed with and said amen to. So, in Rich Kleiman's statement, he discussed how the game is being covered, right? So LeBron allegedly, of course, has bought out a lot of people in the media to push his propaganda. So if the game is being covered a certain way, then that is directly a result of LeBron himself, his incessant tampering and corruption with sports media, allegedly, of course. He has stooges in the media, allegedly, like Kendrick Perkins, Nick Wright, Brian Windhorst, Dave McMenamin, right? And Gilbert Arenas, right? So he has these people that are pushing his propaganda and are always trying to insert him into conversations that he has no business being in. They also like to rewrite history and tell us things that happened didn't really happen in his career, or they try to reframe it or change the narrative. So, if you have a problem with the way sports media is being conducted today, well, LeBron is directly responsible for that. So for him to be annoyed is just comical and laughable to me. And also, the part where he says that sports is supposed to bring people together. It's the one thing that brings people together instead of causing division. And I can actually believe that to a certain extent. But the reason why sports was able to bring people together is because sports was supposed to be a form of escapism, an escape from reality, an escape from politics, and the stress that comes with consuming negative news. You watch a sporting event to get away from all of that just for that moment. Your focus is just on the game and everything that surrounds the game. So LeBron took it upon himself to introduce politics into the game in this modern era. So there's always something politically involved in basketball now. And that's really what makes it unenjoyable for many people, because now you can no longer escape the politics. LeBron proactively took it upon himself to talk about the Trayvon Martin and George Zimmerman incident. And since that time, we saw what has happened during the whole bubble when it was all about BLM and social justice, right? There were social justice slogans that were on the jerseys instead of players' names. They were putting BLM on the court. All of this was a direct brainchild of Clutch Sports and the NBA working in tandem together. So LeBron James spearheaded politics getting into basketball. And there is nothing more divisive than politics. Politics is something that people use to place their values or their beliefs. It is often the societal expression of the values that people hold near and dear to them. So when you implant that into the game of basketball, you're taking all of the elements of politics beyond just being a belief system at that point, but also the division that politics creates. And you are bringing that division with you because it is a natural component of politics. So, since that is being brought into the game, it can no longer just be about sports as a standalone, separate entity. It is now incorporating all of the political elements. So what that naturally is going to do is cause division. So for him to be complaining about something that he is directly responsible for is absurd to me, and it's also very hypocritical. He is the one that did a documentary called More Than an Athlete, and he called out Michael Jordan. He said, as a Michael Jordan fan, I was disappointed that he never spoke up on any social issues or topics that matter to me. Michael Jordan understood what basketball was, and that basketball was meant to be its own separate thing. Now, I don't know Michael Jordan personally, obviously, but I do believe that he has his own political views. I believe he has his own social views. He has his own stances and his own beliefs that he holds dear to him. But he's not going to mix that into basketball because he understands that that's not the space for it. That is not the place to discuss these things. And sports is meant to be a form of escapism. You get away from that stuff. You don't want to be inundated with that because it's everywhere already as it is. LeBron is the one who opened the door and brought it into the actual game. He made it front and center. And as a result, that led to the disintegration of the game. Look at the low ratings that the league has today. And this started when the NBA started getting too political. Who made it political? It was at the behest of LeBron James. So the way the game is covered and the commentary surrounding the game is all because of him. So the guy who is responsible for this destruction now wants to say, oh, I don't like the divisioning that's happening in sports. But then you're directly contributing to it. Now, me personally, I think sports media spends way too much time on the topic of who is the greatest player of all time. But then he himself will participate and partake in that dialogue. No other player cares to get involved in that conversation or even rank themselves. But he takes it upon himself to engage in that kind of conversation and say, yeah, I think I'm the greatest of all time. No, you're not the greatest of all time. You bother yourself with meaningless conversations and you try to reduce sports dialogue to that. That's why you had your son drafted, so you can try to find different avenues and different ways to call yourself the greatest of all time, even if it means making history for things that people genuinely don't care about. So look, if you're going to get off social media, then just go. Leave social media and don't even come back. Nobody cares. But the fact that you need to announce it, it tells me that he's such an attention seeker. I promise you. If people were telling him that his son is a basketball prodigy and that he's a special talent, he would not be running for the hills like this. But because the dialogue is not going the way he likes, and he cannot buy the opinions of people on social media the way that he's allegedly been able to on mainstream media, he wants to get off. And if you think about it, it's not really the mainstream media that exposes his foolishness. It's really the independent creators that are out there exposing him and speaking the truth about him. And now slowly you see people in the mainstream media, because of what's happening with his son, that they're starting to get off script a little bit and speak a lot more antagonistically to him. But look, nobody cares and nobody's going to miss you. In fact, I'll take it a step further. I hope you can leave the game like you left social media, and just abruptly retire. I am tired of all the drama. I am tired of the way that LeBron has watered down the game, the way that he has harmed the game. I think he caused irreparable damage to it, and I cannot wait for the day that he retires. Now, I don't want to speak for others, but I'm sure that there's many others that think the way I do. But speaking for myself, I cannot wait for this guy to retire. He's been playing for 22 years. He's long overstayed his welcome. And he needs to retire and take all of the drama, all of these narratives, and all the garbage that he's been involved in. Just take all of that with you. You're annoying. Your son sucks at basketball. And no one cares that you left social media. Now, I made this episode because obviously it was a storyline that was floating around, and I also wanted to share my two cents on it. But that's all I got for you guys today. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast and share it with your people. You can also follow me and the podcast on social media. You can check out my books. The links will be in the description. Until next time.
Save big this holiday season, All in the Kroger app. Buy two, get three free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Then get a flavorful Kroger spiral sliced ham for 89 cents a pound with an additional $25 purchase. Limit two, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.